Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM860 and AM930, The Answer. And also, if you're here in the Tampa area, try listening to FM93.7. You might be surprised what you hear. Now, also, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working right now to keep us free and safe. Now, to everyone that is working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women behind the wheels, also the people taking our hurricane supplies down there to the southwestern part of Florida, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang hauling the mail out there. Got to get the mail. Mail's got to go through. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about Amazon either, the plants where they have got the big warehouse, as well as their drivers out making deliveries listening to us. Thanks so very much for listening to the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And you can find us on Twitter as well. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Okay, calls are lined up here. We're going to go right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We got a couple of callers, a couple of our favorite question answers. So let's go here. Number one, Aaron in Colorado. What's up?
Yeah, well, Cap Denise, you know, this thing about Kyrie Irving, stupid, dumb, stupid. I mean, he needs to apologize. I don't know where he's getting his information, but it wouldn't be surprised if he's getting from Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, those stringing the Kool-Aid brainwashed nuts. So, I mean, this is insanity. Same with Kanye West. He needs to apologize, too. So, I mean, this stuff about the Jews, it drives me nuts. They're just trying to make a living just like you and me. That's it. That's all. I mean, and that's it. Bottom line. They're just trying to make a living like every human being on this planet.
Uh-huh.
And this anti-Semitic crap has got to stop. But anyway, Denise. Cat, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. You take care. Okay. Now, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line here from Backgammonville, wherever that is. All right there, Backgammon Bob, what's up?
This is Dan, just referring to Denise Simon's article, FoundersCode.com, that says basically no diesel, no civilization. And she said we have 25 days of diesel supply, which I've read about on the Internet. But from what I read on some other articles, we still have refineries producing, and we can also import some from other countries, I think. But the main problem is this makes diesel more expensive, and more expensive is more inflation, and more inflation also contributes a lot to crime and general poverty and stuff like that. Anyway, want to know what Denise's thoughts on this type of thing are. Thank you.
All right. And the other thing is we have refineries, Denise, that are offline, that are not even producing.
As I recall, when I was doing that, I think that there were seven that shut down. One, however, has restarted, just restarted, and I think it's in New Jersey. Florida is in trouble. It's not going to look good here come January or February.
I think
that's going to be a real crucial time. The spirit of my article was really to say, ladies and gentlemen, plan accordingly, certainly for the holidays. I would start, as they say, prepping. Because we don't know what the costs are going to be and what the availability of things are going to be. But this is a self-inflicted wound by the Biden administration, period, end of report. And, it is a threat to civil society and it's a threat to national security.
Well, I heard somebody in government yesterday talking about, well, they need to convert them, talking about the farmers. Well, the farmers just need to convert to electricity. They need to get electric vehicles and this, that, and the other. Has anybody in Washington ever been to a damn farm and noticed what they don't have there? They don't have a plug-in every 50 feet. They're lucky if they got one or two poles where they got 220 on it, let alone anything else. I mean,
God. Well, it's the same thing to the military. I mean, they're trying to make tanks and,
yeah, an electric tank. Big deal.
Yeah, a land vehicle electric.
Yeah. Just think what you can do without jamming it from above. Nobody thinks of that, do they?
Well.
Yeah. All right, well, we're running.
Vote. Yeah, well, vote accordingly.
Well, caller, you can hang on or you can call back. Either one, we're going to be going to break here. But we got Mel on the line, and he got caught up in a break here. I just happened to notice him over there just a second ago. So maybe he'll hang on, and we'll talk to him on the return here. All right, hold on there, kiddo. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at. I hope it is where you are.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, and I got to tell you that this portion of the program with Denise Simon, my comments with her, are brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, currently the second largest auto insurer in the country. Been in business for over 85 years, and they insure your car or your truck. And they'll insure a lot more, too, if you give them the opportunity. All you got to do is go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out what it would cost to insure the car that you're driving. Maybe you got a truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV. Maybe you got a boat. Maybe you got an RV. They'll handle all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance. And that's where you will save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out. See what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have Mel on the phone. I'm going to try to get him. We had a little air, a lot of noise here a minute ago, but here we go. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Now you're perfect. Go ahead.
In here in New York State, in upstate New York, there were a couple of campaign rallies that took place simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
One was with was for crime wave Kathy Hochul, who had Tish James, the Attorney General, Hillary Clinton, and Kamala appealed up Harris
right
here in Albany, campaigning, and you had Lee Zeldin, who at least defied, Joe Pinion, who's looking to unseat Chuck the Schmuck Schumer, and Molinari out of one of the boroughs out of New York City.
Right.
They were all campaigning. Where at Hillary's, at Crime Wave Kathy Hochul's camp, rally, there was probably 150 people. And at the other rally, which was for Lee Zeldin, who was running for governor, 2-1 seat, Crime Wave Kathy Hochul, there were probably about, I'd say, 4,000 to 5,000 people in attendance at that rally.
Good.
So, I mean, I understand, I understand what Denise is saying about cautious enthusiasm, which I'm somewhat cautious also, but it looks to me with that turnout that, the blue, criminality, DNC, or the party of corruption, the Democrat Party here in New York State is going to take one hell of a hit.
Right.
So, it's obvious. And he's got Long Island, Zeldin has. And a lot of those, even in Manhattan, they're moving toward Zeldin and toward the Republican Party. So New York State looks like it's going to flip. Anyway, that's what appeared tonight.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mel.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mel. Yeah. I've been hearing the same thing.
Well, we all have, and Lee Zeldin was on Fox last night saying that very same thing that. That Mel just said the Hochul group, we're talking to people, an audience of 150 to 200 when Lee had back-to-back rallies that were in the thousands and thousands. So, and it's important to understand, well, regardless of what state you're in, it's important to look at other states and see what's happening. Because once these people get into power, it still affects everybody else.
Yeah.
So, if for instance, if New York fails and they don't put Zeldin in there, what's going to happen? More people are going to move. Where are they going to move? They're going to move to Florida. We're out of space, by the way, so stop it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move to, Tennessee. So, how many people bail out of California? So it affects other states.
Mm-hmm.
And those races do, too, when it comes to, Adam Laxalt or Blake Masters or Ron Johnson. All these races are important. And if you've got family or friends in other states, put some pressure on them to help them out. We can't let these states continue to collapse. I mean, some of them say, ha-ha, we don't care about California. Well, the truth is, you end up with federal taxpaying dollars that get thrown into these states. When the former mayor of New York City, decided he's going to take $1 billion out of the police budget.
Yeah.
He did. What happened to the $1 billion, ladies and gentlemen? And we don't know, because there's never been an accounting for it.
Right.
But then what happens? Well, the feds step in, and they start subsidizing. So, the little taxpayer out there in Iowa or wherever they may be ends up costing us to refill those coffers for New York City in their crime wave. So this is where we are. Everything is important. And, God, I hope they can save New York and turn – I mean, the last time I was there, I was so disgusted and so disappointed. And the same thing happened the last time I was in Washington, D.C. It was the most disgusting, dirty place I'd been. Nothing was working. You couldn't take the escalators to the metro. I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah. Well, Kyle's been telling us about California that very slowly things are starting to turn around in California. And that's amazing in itself.
Well, Newsom. He actually admitted on, I don't know, MSNBC, I guess it was.
Right.
That he can feel a shift change. And so all of a sudden these politicians, these Democrats, are trying to moderate. Well, we need to work across the aisle. Well, we need to do this. So they're trying to moderate here when, 4 or 5 months ago, they were Marxists. So,
right.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with what you're saying. Now, something else is going on here is they're going after Elon Musk again, and this time it's the Treasury Department investigating Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter because he has come out and said he plans to restore free speech to the Twitter website. Now, this has got all the liberals upset about what he's calling free speech.
Well.
I know, but it's amazing.
Today,
yep.
Today, there's going to be, he's announcing the layoffs, so it's going to be a sizable job slash.
Isn't it half the workforce?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to probably be around 30%.
Okay. Because somewhere along the line, I remember, it was half the workforce. Maybe that was his goal.
Well, those are rumors.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we had a big-time robbery, listen to me, a big-time arrest made by the Justice Department, exercised warrants on 21 individuals operating a nationwide catalytic converter theft ring. Law enforcement executed search warrants and seizures in 9 different states, recovering millions of dollars in cash in homes.
You know, this has been a condition that's gone on for probably 25 years.
Correct.
Stealing catalytic converters. I know Atlanta was a disaster with them.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, it seems that, you know, they would break down the catalytic converters and take out the rare earth metals and so forth, and then sell that to a place called DC Auto out of New Jersey.
Right.
So why did it take 25, 30 years to figure this one out?
Well, there's still the place in Jersey. I don't know if it's the same place, was it?
Well, I mean, that's where there was, that was the hub of this whole thing. So
okay, well, it was a place in Jersey again where they were going with the stuff. So maybe it's the same place.
That's what I just said. DC, yeah. It's called DC Auto.
Okay. Unbelievable. Well, old habits die hard, don't they?
Yeah, indeed so.
All right, well, we got about 30 seconds here. And in that 30 seconds, the House GOP is preparing a 1,000-page roadmap for probing Biden's DOJ.
Well, they've got, you know, they take over the House, they're going to have control of the Oversight Committee, and they can create a special committee just for all things, you know, Biden Incorporated.
So, that's what I heard is coming.
It is.
Yep. So I can't wait.
A lot of work has already been done. Tons of work has already been done by both chambers.
Yep. Yep. Very good. Very good. And I hope to hell they get to the root of this, because Hunter Biden has got to go.
It isn't just him.
Right. But he's in it.
Of course he is.
And so is it big, and so is it Big Daddy.
Yep.
To what extent, we'll have to wait and see. All right, here comes the music. I'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day, and don't stay in the sun too long. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Paul Pelosi has been released from the hospital. This comes 6 days after being attacked in his home. The 82-year-old was struck at least twice with a hammer after an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco home on October 28th. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan was shot after a gunman opened fire at a campaign truck he was traveling in during a protest over early voting. A party official confirmed that Khan was wounded in the leg, but wasn't seriously hurt in relation to the shooting. At least three people were shot in what Houston police are calling a human smuggling operation. When officers went to investigate, they spotted two cars trying to flee the scene. Both vehicles were pulled over and nine people were detained. Officials stated that they are still working to determine which men were suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha, it's time for the morning report on our military and veterans news. Got several things to talk about this morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo Browning was in yesterday, and thank you very much for your participation. And Bo said to say thank you for the phone calls that he got after he got in his office. So that always happens. Check him out online, NAA.edu. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first campus is right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater. Right here, Clearwater, Florida. The second one is up just outside the big old metropolis of Boston, Massachusetts. Up there in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, you can ask to take the tour and see what it is they have to offer. And that's what I would do. That's where I would start right there, ladies and gentlemen. I would start with a telephone call to 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And I would ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, here's what you'll find out. Number one, you'll be able to talk to their students at either campus. Number two, you'll be able to talk to the instructors at either campus. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the loan people that handle not only your GI loan, they'll help you walk you through that if you're a military veteran. And many of you will have money left on your GI loan that you haven't used for education. That'll be right there for you. It'll all be taken care of. That's number one. Number two, those of you that are civilians will be able to find out how to apply the paperwork. They'll have it all there for you, and away you go. Either way, you should ask to take the tour of at least one, if not both, of their campuses by calling them at 800-659-2080. Now, remember, the website itself, you can get to by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Well, Russia says nuclear war must never be fought despite all the fiery rhetoric they've been putting out. That's what they say. So, again, the old addendum comes to mind. Believe half of what you hear and all of what you see. Now, we don't exactly know what it is they're doing or they're up to at the present time. We just know that we keep hearing that they're positioning certain parts of their nuclear arsenal in positions in or around or near Ukraine where they may or they may not be used. So, again, we'll have to wait, we'll have to see, and we'll have to trust our own intelligence as to what it is that's going on. Now, with all that being said, on Wednesday, a statement that came from Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, and I quote, and I'm going to read the quote, said that they would only use a nuclear weapon in response to an aggression involving the use of weapons of mass destruction or an aggressive use of conventional weapons when the very existence of their state was in jeopardy. Okay? I get it. We'll see. This is all up in the air. Now, most of the troops deployed for any response in the Ukraine is already positioned in Europe. Roughly 30,000, 20,000 to 30,000, we're being told, of the troops that were mobilized throughout Central and Eastern Europe in the early months of this year, first in anticipation of a Russian invasion of the Ukraine, and then in response to it. Now, they're not going anywhere. They're going to keep the troops there longer through the spring of next year. So far, that's what we know. So far. We'll just have to see what happens. Hey, Florida, did you see the big old SpaceX rocket takeoff the other day? SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket, the most powerful launch vehicle in operation, carried its first national security space launch mission for the U.S. Department of Defense into orbit on Tuesday of this week. I did not know it. I just found out about it. because I didn't see it and I wasn't made aware. Otherwise, I would have gone out and looked at it. We can usually see that off to the east here from the radio station going up in the air. At least we see the vapor trail that we see. Now, again, it's all what it should be. And for those of you, the first Space Force commander and first chief of staff of the space operations is going to retire, General John W. J. Raymond. He's going to pass his responsibility over to General B. Shannon Saltzman in a ceremony, which will be taking place at the Joint Base in Andrews, Maryland. Now, that is of significance because, again, the Democrats have been trying to figure out a way to maybe axe the Space Force, which was the last thing that Donald Trump put in before he left. And that's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. It's very much part of the global force that we have, including the one in outer space, in case something were to go nuts up there. Now, the U.S. Navy is touting their hypersonic missile progress ahead of the 2025 fielding. Now, the head of the U.S. Navy Strategic Systems Programs Office is very confident that the service can field hypersonic weapons on a Zumwalt-class destroyer in 2025 and on a Virginia-class submarine in 2029, despite the significant workload that remains. Okay? Well, you can do anything if you got the time and the manpower, right? By the way, this coming year in Ukraine, drone-killing vampires are due to be sent there. The U.S. is aiming to send to Ukraine the vampire counter-drone system, which is quite a device. Quite a device. If you get a chance, go look it up, the vampire system. It'll be there by mid-2023 with a contract award expected within months, according to the Pentagon. Russia, by the way, has ordered a wider evacuation of the occupied southern Ukraine. Russia told civilians on earlier this week to leave a swath of the Ukraine along the eastern bank of the Dnieper River, a major extension of an evacuation order that Kiev says amounts to the forced depopulation of the occupied territory. And we'll let you know more about that in the days and weeks to come. Okay, in the meantime, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Jeff, for doing that. We saw Jeff yesterday down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Holes Groveside Cafe. And let me tell you something. We had a big crowd there yesterday. A big crowd. Very happy to see our very happy and content listeners down there from Sarasota, from Bradenton, from Lakewood Ranch, and from Anna Maria Island, and other places, too. We had some people come down from St. Pete, as well as from the northern part of Pinellas County. And, of course, anytime you hear us going somewhere, we're always happy to see you. And we had a great time, great food. The Captain's Club never saw a better day. Great time. And I'll tell you what, it's always fun to be there with the gang. We've got our loyal, long-time listeners that helped us get on the radio to begin with down there that are still alive and well and kicking. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular, Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the thing about Moss Acura is they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMS, active or retired, and all church pastors too, get great deals afforded to them on new or certified pre-owned vehicles from Moss Acura. Now, you can check them out online, mossacura.com, and don't forget, when you get your vehicle, new or pre-owned, you will get Moss Care for the life of that vehicle. As long as you have that, and as long as you're in the Moss system, free oil changes for life, free tire rotations for life. And that's a pretty good place to be when you're over at Moss Nissan. So, check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, I'm sorry, MossAcura.com, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And by the way, they're located on North Florida Avenue, that's why I said Nissan, right next door to the Nissan dealership. Acura and Nissan side by side here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Syracuse himself, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
How are you?
How's that for an intro?
Hey, Mr. Syracuse, I haven't been up there in a long time.
I don't think you're going to want to go up there for a while because, my God, it sounds like as if the natives are unfriendly up there right now.
Why? What's going on? I don't.
Well, they've been doing a lot of protesting and a lot of pushing and shoving, and the bad side, the left side of the aisle, doesn't like the right side. I mean, there's no in between.
I haven't been up there for some time, but the politics up there is always kind of skewed to the left. There's no doubt about that. That it's always been the case in certain little pockets in upstate New York. But you take a look at some of the polls, even in some of these. Donkey strongholds, Lee Zeldin is showing pretty well.
Yeah.
Getting people to his rallies.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. They're just exhausting. I'm going to be honest with you, Matt, it's tough for me every day. We grew up in a different time, and I've got three kids, and I see it on them. I see it when they see the news and the type of violence that occurs on a regular basis here in this country. And I open up my local paper, one of the local papers, the New York Post,
mm-hmm.
and another attack and a rape of a jogger at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's just this never ending stream mm-hmm. of violence. And I don't know when we're going to have that moment here in this country and kind of recognize that, we're losing it here. We are, mm-hmm. We to wave our flags and cheer and say we're the greatest country out there. I'm sorry, the greatest country in the world shouldn't have the type of violence that we have at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That just shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have a guy that's been arrested 25 times, out and about, that's able to attack a young woman that's going for a jog in the morning. We have to fix this, and we have to mm-hmm. fix it fast. And again, it's hard for me to explain this to my kids and say, listen, it wasn't always like it.
No.
It's extraordinary times.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. I totally agree with you. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, and it just so happens this caller is from upstate New York. We've got Mel on the line, and Mel is in Saratoga Springs. What's up there, Mel?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Captain. I was just calling to see what Chris's opinion was to the simultaneous rallies that took place yesterday, with the captain on the Hudson and one in Albany with the criminals that are on the left side. But anyway, no, he's not answering it because I tuned in somewhat late because I was waiting on I had to wait for this commercial to end, but I just heard what he was saying. But that was my question to him, but he just answered it for me. So thank you, guys. Have a good morning. Great day.
Okay. Bye. What do you think?
I didn't hear his question, Captain. I'm sorry.
Well, he's talking about the activity going on up there in New York State. You've obviously got a distance between the Democratic governor and the challenger, Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin had and we talked about this, Lee Zeldin had an event somewhere up there in the Albany area and had 4,000 people at it. Meanwhile, Hochul was up there with one of the big four Democrats that were there. And they might have had 300 or 400 people.
I mean, that's a good sign. I mean, listen, I'm from Albany, New York. That's where I grew up. And, the town that I grew up in, which was a wonderful little town outside of Albany, was, perfectly safe. You could leave your doors unlocked. You can't even go now. You hear shootings now at the local shopping center.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I mean, how did things get this far out of control? And again, you know, we're going to live in this bifurcated country where people who can afford to live in very nice and wealthy and well-protected areas and other areas which are going to be no-go zones. And it takes you back to the way, you know, I remember where New York City used to be. You know, you didn't go in certain areas. That changed that. You had Giuliani come in and the police presence, and it went through Michael Bloomberg and, you know, how he handled it. But it's just fallen off a cliff, and it's fallen off a cliff everywhere.
Well, I think it's fair to say that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and here's why. This is from Real Clear Politics. This is our Election 2022 page, and this is where the numbers are right now for all the polls they've got in there. Wait till you hear this one. Battle for the Senate, if the election were held today, Republicans 48 seats, Democrat 45 seats, 7 seats in play, leaning Republican 4 of the 7.
Yeah, it's too close for comfort for me, to be quite honest with you, Matt. I don't get it. I don't, at this point in time, I don't know how you're voting. You get certain people out there that are one-issue voters, and I think that's what the Democrats are trying to rally right now. And it's, you see the memes and on social media and whatnot, and the only thing that they're focusing on is
abortion.
Yeah, that's it. And trying to get people out on that. That's it. I'm going to be honest, okay? I'm not going to get involved in that debate on that subject. I mean, you know, when people can't afford to put fuel in their cars and afford their heating bills this winter, their cost of living has gone through the roof.
Yep.
I mean, does that issue really matter?
No.
Right now? Does it really matter? Aren't there more important things?
Well, I'm going to make you feel better now. Are you ready?
Sure.
The battle for the House of Representatives. Right now, the Democrats are at 174. The Republicans at 228. That's an advantage of 54. 33 seats are in play. 22 of them lean going Republican, according to them. Not lean, but are Republican. So if this is true, or even close, you could have a 50-seat majority in the House of Representatives for the Republicans.
That's true. That's true, and that's great. And obviously, that puts up a roadblock to a lot of nonsense.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, but you're going to see obviously a lot of investigations and whatnot. But you know, in the next 2 years, you're going to see Democrats run on what did the Republicans do? They didn't get anything done. You get, you know, all of Congress. You're able to force the hand to some degree of the presidency. I think that's why, you know, the Senate is very, very important at this point in time. It really is.
I think they'll take the Senate. I just don't know about how many seats. One seat is enough for an advantage, but I'd like to see 2, 3, or 4. We'll see. And I definitely think the House is a no-brainer. And I do believe that they could hit that 50-seat majority. I'm predicting 30 to 40. That's my prediction. I'm staying there at the moment. But it could be higher.
Yeah, the other big ones too. I mean, that's all well and good. You and I have talked about this before.
The governor's races.
I mean, that's where you're, you know, that's where you really need to do well, because if you, you know, you see changes in states and how well states do, it may open up people's eyes and say, hey, you know what, running that state, how is it being run and how well is it?
We're on track to have 2/3 of the governors in the state country by the time the election night rolls around. All right, Chris, I'll talk to you Monday morning. It's going to be T-minus one day. Have a good one, my friend. Okay. And I know Chris is going to have a great show this weekend. You'll want to tune in and catch it. The Watchdog at Wall Street. Watchdog at WallStreet.com, the website. You want to go over there and catch his radio show this weekend.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.